Well, welcome back to Wyoming Sports Talk today. Larry Perlwhite, along with Nick Perlwhite, and we get things underway with post-six baseballs. We bring in skipper Ty Lane. Also, we'll be talking with Nico Vite coming up here in just a few minutes. Again, Cheyenne Central product, Nico Vite. Yeah. And again, as we were talking off-air, already planning to further his education and hopefully baseball skills as well.
But again, talking with Nico as well as what we've done with Cheyenne Extreme, trying to do with the Cheyenne Mustangs, as we kind of do with every team here in Cheyenne, kind of introduce the players to the city of Cheyenne and those who might be tuning in from around the nation, around the world with us, whether it's on YouTube or Periscope. Again, just introduce of who's a part of these teams as well. So again, thank you to Ty as well, bringing in Nico, and again, potential other players throughout this season.
Speaking of which, may want to do somewhat of an introduction, but again, this is a gentleman that was very much tied in with the post-six family. He was most recently inducted into the Hall of Fame, who passed away. And again, Ty, you've known him since you were yay big. And I remember Mark as well, too, when I was doing more of the high school scene as far as doing football and basketball broadcasts. So he's been around. He's been a coach. And again, tell us a little bit your thoughts on the passing of Mark Robert.
Yeah, you know, it's a sad day for our program and for the post-six family, but, you know, Mark has meant so much to me and my family as well as the post-six baseball family, and, you know, he kind of helped to create the B level in Wyoming Legion Baseball by pioneering the Cheyenne Prep team, and, you know, he's done so many great things, worked with so many great players. I think he's had an impact on almost all the guys that have played in our program over the last 18 years. So he's been a huge part of it. And, you know, our guys have been thinking about him a lot this week, and we're excited to get to play this weekend, and we'll continue to think about him throughout the summer.
All right, well, we'll go past, and then we'll move into the present, and we'll talk about baseball action that happened here over the weekend. I'll let you talk.
We'll talk about that pass this past weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here in town over Powers Field. Again, Friday as well, where, again, respect to the Cheyenne Post 6 in that organization. Again, the moment of silence before Friday's game against the Laramie Rangers. And also, too, with that contest, kind of showed at least sparked up this team, especially on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, where we're looking at that first contest on Friday against the Laramie Rangers, a 15-1 victory. Game number two on Saturday, at least against Rock Springs, 22-0, and Sunday's contest against Rock Springs as well, 13-3. I mean, 3-0, that's probably for you, Ty, probably what you wanted out of this past weekend, but did you anticipate of how dominant your team was out of the gates here this season?
Yeah, you know, it was a good weekend. Our guys were super excited to get out on the field and actually be playing some baseball. So we had good energy. We came out ready to go. You know, the biggest thing for the disparity in the score early was that we were throwing a lot of strikes locked in and getting the ball into play. And, you know, other teams were making some mistakes with walking guys and giving free bases away. So I thought that was the biggest difference between us and the other two teams this weekend. And I know that those teams are going to be getting better as they go throughout the year and start to get some of their guys locked in. But, you know, you're right. It's exactly how we wanted to start, played well, and we're looking forward to the next one.
You know, in this part of the world especially, I would say pitchers would be somewhat ahead of the offense. Now, again, you know, we have the Wyco Academy where you can go in there and get your sticks in and get your eye, so to speak, in tune to baseball. But here in this part of the world, your pitching should be just a little step ahead. And we talked here before where you said, hey, you're going to have your pitchers on a pitch count. Did you like everything that you saw? Again, numbers don't lie in the three games. What four total runs that you gave up? You have to be very happy with the staff.
Yeah, I was very pleased with our pitching staff. And we ran through a lot of different guys, and I think we only had maybe four walks on the entire weekend in a three-game set. So that lets us know that we were attacking the strike zone and being aggressive, going right at guys. And, you know, like you said, a lot of these guys are having their first live at bats of the spring here on the opening weekend. So we felt comfortable just go right at guys and make people earn it. And you know, every arm that we ran out there was able to do that for the most part, and we are pleased with our pitching staff for sure.
Obviously, you know, you being the head guy, you're looking at everything, but, you know, Jade has got his eye on his pitchers. So tell me a little bit after your discussions with Jade, what were you both looking for out of your pitchers from this opening weekend?
Yeah, we've got a very seasoned group of pitchers, a lot of guys that have a lot of experience at the AA level, and they came out and showed that throughout the week. There's some small mechanical things that we saw on a couple different guys that we can clean up to help us be more consistent on the mound. But, you know, for the most part, the mindset, that's the number one thing we wanted to make sure our guys were attacking the game the correct way. And mentally, I thought we were locked in and ready and knew what our plan was going to be, and we're able to execute it. And, you know, physically, it's early. There's some things we can clean up to get better, and we're going to go to work on doing that this week.
As you mentioned, again, three games early into the season, just starting off again at home at Powers Field. Now, looking forward to this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we'll be up in Casper, Wyoming. You'll see the likes of Jackson. So, again, teams from out of the state coming to at least the neutral side here in Casper. Also, too, on Saturday, you will see Rock Springs once again. Sunday's contest against the Casper Oilers, and then the Sheridan Troopers on Sunday as well. So, carrying that momentum over this weekend, hopefully it does happen for Cheyenne Post 6. But looking at this first road contest, or at least road tournament, so to speak, for Cheyenne Post 6. What do we expect out of Post 6, or what are we trying to accomplish right now other than the wins? But are we looking at just getting hitters just kind of adjusted to a few things? Or, I mean, what's on the agenda for you, Ty? What are you looking at this weekend?
Yeah, this second weekend of April for us is a fun weekend. It's the first time on the road, and you know, first time in the bus, first time in the hotel, get everybody together, start to build some of that team camaraderie with each other. And, you know, we've got every team in the state at the AA will be in Casper this weekend. So we get a look at every team that'll be in our competition for a state title. And, you know, for us, you know, we're just going to try to get locked in a little bit more in everything we do. We'll expand our pitchers' pitch counts a little bit further, start to build some arm strength up in those guys. And, you know, we're just trying to pile up as many at-bats as we can, get our guys as many looks at the live pitching, and hopefully play clean defensively and come away with a good weekend.
You know, you knew what veterans you had coming back, and then again, the youngsters that are coming up. Before the season started, did you have a mindset of who you wanted where, and are you to that point right now where you've got that starting eight on the field, and then you got your pitchers that will be, you know, pitching by committee, so to speak?
Yeah, you know, when you have a lot of guys coming back, you have a good idea of what people are capable of doing. But for the most part, we like to let that play out here in the spring as we get through our spring training, and even early into the season, we're going to let that competition keep rolling and let guys play out and decide where they're going to end up at. But I feel good about our team. We have a lot of versatility. We have lots of guys that can play in many different spots. And we're really been swinging the bat very well the last few weeks and leading up into our season. And guys have shown that they can play and provide something to our offense. So it's been exciting, and we're just going to keep playing with it and figure out what works best for us.
One final thought for me, especially when we had the weekend at Powers Field. And again, you got the all-weather turf on the infield side. Of course, it's grass in the outfield. It's not grass yet. It looks more like hay because it hasn't had a chance to turn green. What I guess the question would be, is it difficult for your outfielders playing in that type of condition before the grass turns green? Is it taking weird hops? Is it still rock hard? What did the young men find out when they were playing the outfield? What were they saying to you? Hey, coach, this is really weird.
Yeah. The outfield grass was definitely hard, solid, which can provide some tricky hops on ground balls that get to the outfield. But, you know, the biggest thing was we had a little bit of wind over the weekend, and that played into effect a little bit with our outfield as well. So those are things that we can work on and be better. Just, you know, playing the pitch one pitch at a time, knowing the situation you're in, wind is going to carry it into right field a little bit or whatever the case may be, and position ourselves a little bit better. But these are all things that we're going to learn throughout the summer, and I was pretty pleased with the way we played over the weekend.
Are we looking at the same kind of conditions up in Casper, whether it's at Crossroads or Mike Lassen Field? Is that something to anticipate coming up this weekend?
Yeah, definitely.
And wind, too,
the
right?
The forecast is calling for some good wind on Saturday, so that'll be another thing we'll combat. But you know, the Colorado teams always say the Cheyenne outfielders, man, they can really play because it blows so hard up there and they're used to it, and we can go run it down. So that's something that ends up playing in our favor later in the year, and we're just excited to compete and get after it again.
All righty, Coach, thank you so much. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll talk with one of the young men from the Post Sixers, and that would be one Nico Vite, Cheyenne Central product, after these words right here on 1480 KRA.